Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, guys. It is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tuning in to Chaos Culture Radio. Dropping knowledge in the studio, you already know.
You know who this is. We say this every time we hear again. It's your neighborhood friends. Back again. Prince Hakeem.
And this is your man, Ronnie Ron, back in the house again.
This is your boy, the new Jordan Era. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's go.
Let's get it.
This topic here, man, this topic here is brought to you by Roxy. He's the one that came to me and came up to me. I was like, hey, Ronnie, I got an idea for tonight's show. I said, yeah, what is it? She said, do black men still today like women in a natural look?
Go ahead, bro.
And that's a really good question. She said that. I was like, man, why not come on the panel? She's like, I can't come on it this time, but I just want to see how black men think about when it comes to women and their natural look. Do they really desire it, or is this all talk and all BS?
I want to thank Roxy, who's been a contributor here at the Chaos Culture Radio. She's part of the family. I love you, Roxy, and I wish you can come back and come speak to us. But I love the content that you're bringing. I wonder, Ron, do you want to go first?
I go first on this one.
No,
because I'm not speaking for her. Nah, I'm just joking. Right? You want me to be honest with you? No, mm-hmm. Black men do not like women in their natural look. That is done with. It's played out. Throw it away. Throw it in the ocean and keep it moving.
Oh.
And then some people might say, "Oh, Ronnie, I kind of disagree with you." And this is my reason why. How come OnlyFans is popping up on the all-time high? How come Instagram IG model is on an all-time high?
Mm-hmm.
How come men that have women that's quote-unquote natural cheat on them with someone that have fake bodies, fake nails, fake hair, fake everything? And not only that, but women today are going to DR or going to Colombia to change their body image to be the same way that as they see in the women that on Instagram and then on OnlyFans. So the natural look is played out. Most black men today are really focused on anything that's fake, plastic.
Brother, I can agree to disagree with you on that. Now, I'm going to give you a standpoint that I come from. Women get their hair and nails done to compete with other women. Men don't like that type. I've never asked a woman, hey, your nails and hair is nice. That doesn't even be on my first mind. They do that for competition with other women. Women who wear makeup, they do that for other women. They don't do that for men. Makeup doesn't make me more look at you as more beautiful. You know how many times I've dated somebody and I used to wear white tees a lot and I'd be covered in makeup here, covered in makeup. So let's bring this back. I'm gonna unpack some more for you. You're getting a BBL for what? Only drug dealers and scammers like Big Booty, drug dealers and scammers like Big Booty, not regular guys.
False. What
you're gonna have to come with it.
Also, I disagree because someone that's heavy in the strip club, like myself.
Yeah,
most of the guys are in the strip club with fake women with fake bodies.
Okay. You sure? Listen. It's a difference to them women that you want to sleep with compared to the women that you want to marry. Those are not the women that are getting married, not the ones with the BBLs and the breast lift. They're not getting married like that. Regular men are not chasing baboon butt. Never ask that. Give me a chick with bald head. Give me a chick with nappy hair. Nice facial structure, dark skin complexion, no makeup, no blemish. Listen, give me one where your skin is peeling off. With your skin, you got the skin disease. Why would I want to be with somebody who has a tray full of makeup on top of her desk? putting that gunk on your face. Like, that really going to make me, girl, you look so beautiful today. No, you look beautiful in your natural state, black queen.
But the same woman that you say that look good in the natural state, the same woman that go in the grocery store with a bonnet on their head, you pay no attention to, but you look at a woman that have makeup on and say, man, that girl's fine.
Listen. What I want to have sex with is different what I want to marry. My life partner going to have a bonnet on her head. Let's talk about real life here. Let's talk about real life. Check this out. A lot of these women, it costs for them to keep up a certain appearance to attract a certain kind of guy. I'm not in the fast life no more. When I was in that type of thing, yeah, baboon butts was appealing. Yeah, girls who hair looked like a Walmart cake was tantalizing. You know what I'm trying to say? And girls who had the gunk on their face. But as I had started to get knowledge of self, that's not who I'm going to want to raise my kids. Now, mind you, I'm not saying these women are not bad, but when we talk about for the overwhelming regular guys, I bet you Jean Baptiste who's pushing carts from 7 to 12 is not getting a girl with Walmart, who hair looked like a Walmart cake and who has a band, who has a BBL. Matter of fact, she wouldn't even be messing with Jean Baptiste because her BBL costs about 8 or 9 racks. She's fucking with a scammer or a drug dealer or a nigga, he's into some type of illegal activities. Doctors, lawyers, I've never seen them. I know some doctors, I know some lawyers, and I know some wealth managers. Their wives don't got baboon butts. None of their wives look like Sarah Bartman. So let me ask you a question. Ladies, you go to the hair store. It's a difference when you put braids in. Braids is nice. You're getting these wigs. You're getting these sew-ins. Who are you doing it for? You're not doing it for us. You're not saying that, oh, I'm going to keep myself up, because we know half the time you're at home, you're in a bleach-drenched shirt dress and a bleach stain. That's what you're going to Winn-Dixie and Walmart in. When you're going, oh, I just going to go a little shopping for John John. Make sure he got breakfast in the morning. You got a bleach stained dress when you go to Walmart. That's facts.
But let's keep it real, Hakeem. Nobody's looking at the girl that got the ponytail in her head. It's just a fact.
No.
Girl with the ponytail in her head, nobody's looking at her when she comes in the grocery store. I'm being real with you.
No,
the girl that got the sew-in, the girl that got the weed, the girl that got... See, Jordan smiling again. You know I'm telling the truth.
No,
the
you see...
They're not looking at the girl with the natural look, with the bow in her head. They're like, no, she need to get her hair done.
Listen.
Oh, man, trust me. I see it all the time. I'm speaking facts today. You know what I'm saying? That's why Roxy brought this topic up, because she see it herself. She know she see everyday man saying the same thing. You do not like a woman in her natural look, and it is a fact. Oh, go ahead, Johnny. You've been weigh in. Go ahead. Weigh in.
All right. Y'all both made some great points.
Yeah.
Hakeem, you made a great point. Ronnie, you make a great point.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you like this. When I go to a strip club, I want to see titties. I want to see ass.
Yep.
I want to see something nice. Okay. Nails, makeup looking good. Cool. Right. If you want to go and get a prostitute, fingernails, hair look good, all that type of stuff. I want to have some fun. I hired an escort to take me out to look good, ass, titties, fun, all that type of stuff. Right? Cool. BBLs, that's what you want to do? Cool. And in your 20s, maybe 30s, it looks good. But what happens when you get to your 40s, 50s, and 60s? That shit is not going to look right. That shit's going to look unnatural. Because when you put that plastic in your bodies, you're attacking your body slowly. And once you turn your 40s, 50s, and 60s, that shit going to look like nasty. So what Ronnie's saying, I kind of agree with Ronnie saying, it looks good. It's fun with. It's mm-hmm. fun. Mm-hmm. But when you take it home, when you living with that, that's just not look right. When you sleeping with that, that's not going to look right. You're going to see, if you marry that somebody, that if you marry somebody that's, you know, BBLs, all that type of stuff, but makeup, hair, all that type of stuff, okay. When you live with that person, everything comes off. Now you've seen the real person. So it's like that person's wearing a costume out there, and then she's unmasking in the house. So it's like you're looking at two people. For me, I have no problem with women, makeup, all that type of stuff. That's cool. But what you look under there? What's under the wig? What's under the nails? You know, women are getting veneers now, you know, because they're perfect teeth and everything. But veneers is not it's for people that's older, not for younger. So what you're doing, you're messing up your teeth and everything. So even though you're looking good now, once you get older, that shit's not gonna look good.
No, no.
You're destroying your body. And that's why I'm like, you know, I'd rather have to take a natural woman, you know, pony, like I said, you make your ponytails, make sure it's nice. You know, I personally like women with locks. You know, I love women with locks because they take care of their hair. They're not insecure. They don't need no wigs because they let their hair go. To me, they told you they're not insecure about their hair because, you know, mostly black women, they're insecure about their hair. They're insecure. You know, that's why they wear wigs and wearing blonde wigs. But blonde wigs I kind of don't get because, you know, that's kind of, you kind of want to be white in a way. Mm-hmm. It might be stylish, but to me, that's a Hollywood look. In LA, that's a Hollywood look.
But this is the thing, I don't know if y'all ever saw this. This was on trending on Facebook one time. Mm-hmm. It was two women. One woman was a career woman. She had her natural look, good looking, mind you, natural look. The second picture was a woman that had a fake body, fake hair, fake tits, fake bust. The one that had the fake body had more likes than the woman with the natural look.
You want to go around here? I would say, you know, as a man, like I said, in your 20s, you're going to like stuff like that. Your younger teens, you're going to like that. I think when you get older and everything, it's like, I would say most men, they start changing a little bit. Some men probably still like those stuff, still want to have fun with because it looks good. To me, it's like the fake bust and titties and that type of stuff. It's really, I mean, living in LA, it's just super glamorized. You know, that's the it look. And it's kind of like brainwashing us to say, this is an it look. And I feel that way. And like I said, Instagram, you know, social media, it's so popularized. It's like, you know, that's the it look, you know, all that type of stuff, which, you know, I'm not a big fan of. You know, I like my woman natural because, like my wife, like I said, I like my wife 100% natural. I really don't like make it like that. That's going somewhere very, very nice. Because with my wife, it's like, I'm looking at her natural look. She's not wearing fake anything, you know? And I know when she gets older, you know, it's going to age good because she has no plastic in her. You want to go ahead, Hakeem? That's all I got to say for now.
No, definitely. Hey, I agree with you. You give a point. Here's the thing. I wanted to go back and comment on what Ron said earlier. You have a point, Ron. Nobody is looking at that girl with the ponytail. Certain niggas is not looking. The women who look, and the girl who got the most likes, I'm wondering if somebody's putting a ring on it. That's the end game result. We playing Lord of the Rings. The ones with the baboon butts are not getting rings. That girl with the ponytail, but of course she ain't gonna get her a drug dealer or a scammer. She might get her somebody who worked at Miami-Dade Transit. He might be the mechanic there.
Yeah, hey, when you get there, I got a few names. I got a few names I want to say. Some celebrities say, okay, they still look good, or you still make what you married that. But go ahead.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So and we have to look at it from that perspective. When we talking about the natural look, the hair industry, the BBL industry, it's a $7-6 billion industry. Women are dying to get BBL because they want rappers. They want drug dealers. They don't want regular men with CDL license. The logistics.
I always said be Instagram models and OnlyFans.
I kind of disagree with you because the man with the CDL license is looking at the woman on Instagram. Those are the women they're trying to compete for.
Listen. They're looking to have sex. When you're a nigga with money, you're going to spend money when you have sex. But that's not the type of woman you're going to want to raise your family. I know that for a fact. Yeah, I see these dudes play around. They don't mind. Listen, we don't mind spending a ticket or two on a bra. We're men. We're supposed to. We've been having concubines since King Solomon. When the queen did not want to mix, when the queen was like, hey, I'm not doing nothing tonight, get you a concubine. Sometimes the concubines look like Sarah Bartman with the baboon butt, with the pigmentation, with the skin stuff. But when we talk about real, solid, good-looking woman, Sally Homemaker is the one that's getting married. And listen here, this is the wrong type of image that being perpetuated and promoted to young females thinking that there's no, those are not the ones that are getting married. It looks nice.
Nope. But the thing is, these young females are seeing the image of their mothers. The mothers are the one putting on the hair and the nails. The mothers are the one doing all the fake mm-hmm. body. It's the mothers looking at. They don't have nothing to do with society. Looking at the mothers. The mothers trying with the IG model because they see the man down the street who's working out of construction is looking at those women.
Looking and doing this is two different things. I got a point I want to say. Jordan, I know you're trying to tap in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if you wanted to say something. I didn't know you wanted to tap in.
No, go ahead. Keep finishing. I'll tap in. Go ahead.
Keep this. I'm about to say something that's going to hurt a lot of people's feelings. Men and women who are over 40 who grew up in the 90s, 80% of the time that you bought new sneakers, you got new cars, you went and got you a $400 wig, you spent $80 on your nails because you was insecure.
Facts.
You had a confidence issue. You cared about what people thought about you.
Facts.
You lighten your skin because there was a bit of self-hatred in you. A lot of people from the 90s practiced self-hatred. It was ingrained in us. We didn't only figure out that, hey, you might as well just be yourself was in until our 40s. You see, a lot of people want to live free now, Hey, I'm just myself. No, half that stuff you're doing, it make you feel good, but it don't make the man that's sitting next to you feel good. He said, why she got that stuff in her head for? A lot of the stuff we do was based on insecurity and confidence issue. Because you want to know why? Society set a standard for us that didn't even obligate us. We ain't European. Height, size, weight, the way we move. There was a standard set here before we even got here. We just played with the get along game. Your queen, your actual queen, that was a gift by God. Because let me tell you something. Black women are not property. They're gifts, specially made for somebody with this pigmentation. So when he gave her to you, he gave her to you with special instruction. The way she looked, the way she smelled, the way she act, she's not going to look like a European 10, 20 years. No, baby, ours age like wine. Ain't nothing wrong with the other queens now. I don't want nobody jumping down my throat. I'm just speaking for what I know for a fact. So what you want to do, you know, listen, you ever seen what's Tupac's auntie? What's her name? Asada Shakur?
Yeah, Shakur. It is Shakur. Shakur.
I have seen the recent picture of her. She looks, you would think she was in her 50s, her 60s, but she's over 70. I'm on TikTok. I see the grannies, the black grannies, looking like they're, listen, our queens are something different. So queens, if you want a rapper, a scammer, the jug man, yeah, go get you a baboon butt.
I got an example for you guys, and I think this is a perfect example. Look at Khloe Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Before, you know, she got the fake bust and everything, you know, mm-hmm. She was in a marriage with Lamar Odom, but, you know, mama, he had big drug problems.
Yeah.
After she got her enhancements, the dude she was dealing with, Tristan Thompson, he couldn't stop cheating on her. He wanted to have fun with her. He couldn't stop cheating on her. He couldn't. You're fine, but I'm going to mess with that. I was trying to get back with you, but I'm going to mess with that. Oh, I'm going to get another girl pregnant because you're fine.
Great point.
You know?
Great point. Bro, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm. That was a good point. Listen, he had went and got the trainer pregnant.
Yep. And she's natural. She's a fitness trainer.
Listen, let's not forget. Look at Kim. Kim had to get body enhancements. Look who she dating. Where she dating a 25-year-old.
Yeah, Jordan did say that. Might be saying it's good for young guys who want those. A 25-year-old is a young man, not an older man. See, now if you're speaking for us in the panel, of course we want our woman to be natural.
Yeah.
But I'm talking mm-hmm. about overall men are looking for those type of women. Not us, but majority of them are.
A small number of men were entertaining these females. They're not marrying them. I got to go back to the game that we play of life is Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
The game that women are playing is Lord of the Rings. Who's putting a ring on it?
And if you know, I can name a few celebrities who are natural. You can name Beyonce, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
That's one. I just thought about something. You know, Denzel Pauletta, they've been together for 30 years. Will Smith and Miss Jezebel Jada, even though she's on a fucked up shit, you know, she's natural as hell.
Yeah.
You know, I can't think of another one. Russell and Sierra, you know, Sierra's natural. But like I said, like the place that we live at too, like I said, Miami and Los Angeles, you know, this is our areas when it's like, you know, people want to wear Atlanta as well. You know, there's, you know, they want to wear makeup, you know, have that Instagram Hollywood look. And like I said, a lot of kids, women are looking at that and kind of competing of each other, not just competing about men about it, but I feel like they're competing of other women. It's like, I look good too, because we don't just give compliments to women. Women get compliments to women too.
Yeah.
All the time. Oh, girl, you look good. Oh, that's a nice ass. Oh, good girl.
But Ron, who these women are competing for in Miami, LA, and New York? Who the women are competing for? What type of man? Please tell me.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. I'm trying to say the high earners. Now they speak of the 90s. Remember, 90s, it was promoted to be natural. We in the 2000 era now. Yeah. 2000 era, they promoted, you got to have the bang-ass body. You got to have the bang-ass look. It's just a fact. I don't know, just because, probably because we live in the city. But even when I went to DR, it was the same thing. It was promoted that look. You had to be on this bitch in town.
I blame the Kardashians because they globalized.
Yep.
They globalize the whole world. Like I said, if you ain't looking like me, like not looking like this, nice small waist, nice ass, titties, all that type of stuff, they globalize it. Like I said, Kardashian is not just famous in America. They're famous in the world. You can go to another house store, it's like, oh, and you can say, do you know any Kardashians? Oh, Kim, Khloe, all that type of stuff. Anywhere in the world, somebody will know the Kardashians, and they globalized it.
Now that, but I also blame the men too, because the men, when they're dating these women, like, for example, there's women that have natural, beautiful hair.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of men won't tell the woman, like, look, your hair is beautiful. You don't need to put on a wig. But instead, because of the sake of argument, they will not say nothing and let the woman continue to put on a wig, knowing that they have a child, which is a girl, watching her mom put on a wig.
Hey, you're right, Ronnie. And that's we also live in the era of Rise of Sims.
A lot of Sims. Don't get me wrong. It's some Sims out here marrying these females, but it's a small number. Like I travel, man. You travel. We all out here travel. Is the dentist? Is the dentist who we go get our teeth cleaned? Is his wife got a bad boom butt?
And also, these fake women, are they feminine or are they masculine?
Ooh, you're getting it. You're going there. You're going there.
You know,
no, but even a woman that's natural the same way. She still have rebellious ways too now.
Oh, no, definitely.
But
definitely. They all do. But here's the thing. They are a little bit more cooperative, because you want to know why? Money is not their focus.
A lot of men don't want them either. Let's keep it real. If the man were checking for them, there would be a different way, like the ID model. Let's just keep it 100.
Like I said, if you're speaking to all men, like, well, white men want super duper fit women. They want 120 pounds.
Natural hair that you
natural
not
hair
that you Asian, not
Asian,
to get.
Asian American too. They want their Asian women very very small. They love small feet on their Asian women. Then compared to their body, they love small feet. When they see small feet, okay, they take that.
My question.
You guys, if that's the case, if white man is not okay with the standard, how come Batman say okay? It's okay for us to accept those?
Because bro, the
woman with the fake.
Because you want to know something? Because I'm gonna say something that is gonna hurt some people's feelings. We have no standards. We do need to. We listen. The upper class need to stop mixing with the lower class. Just like with them white folks. There needs to be a hierarchy. The groups need to be split up, and there should be no intermingling. If you're rich on the other side, you're rich. And some people strictly focuses on that, unless you have some discernment about you. You feel me? Here's the thing. We do need a class of people that have a little bit of respect for themselves to say that, hey, this is not the standard of beauty. This is not the standard of image. This is not what's represented. Because here's the thing. Young black women, young black girls are on TikTok. They're on Instagram. They're looking at this and they think this, but it's not it. They need to know that your mama, who's not on TikTok, she's married. You feel what I'm trying to say? She has a husband. The ones who you looking at, they're not. They don't, we don't have time for that. Your daddy, who's married your mama, he's not on TikTok either. He's not on, he might get on there, but he doesn't waste his time with that. You feel what I'm saying? So look at it from this whole scope of this. And we're wondering, I said, it all goes back to an insecurity. Really, after you get 30, then you start to realize you're not supposed to care about what people, who you're supposed to love, how you're supposed to dress and stuff like that. It really doesn't matter. And really, honestly, when you get to a certain age group, people are not really checking for you in certain realms.
That's why I'm saying, that's why the women are doing those things, because the people are not checking for them. When you like age of 30, people are like, oh, okay, you consider me old. So they're like, I'm going for the young crowd. So those are women, okay, they seem like, okay, a group of class men, black, educated black men are going for those type of women. Then, hey, we got to change up a bit because we got to be competitive. We got to get back in the market. So we got to change our look a little bit so we can kind of compete with the 20-year-old and the 18-year-old and the college student and the OnlyFans and the Instagram model. That's the problem. Go ahead, Joy.
I got a tweet that I saw. I want to read you out to you guys. And this, I read this a couple hours ago. I was like, wow. And this is towards us. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Most men don't realize how valuable their attention is. If they did 99% of OnlyFans and IG models, if they did, 99% of OnlyFans and IG models would disappear and thirst traps would evaporate.
Facts.
So it to me, it's like, you know, and to me, I don't think a lot of men know the girl's body is banging, but we have to focus on their mindset, where their mindset is at. And I think a lot of men don't look at that. We just look for the fun and think fun is going to turn into whatever, all that type of stuff. But, you know, it's to me, it's the mindset, what the women mindset is. If their mindset is, you know, maybe marriage minded, not even a marriage minded, long-term relationship, or I just want to be in a relationship and hopefully it builds on something, you know, and just being attentive of it, you know, We'll do better. It, like I said, and not liking and not and then this and also on Instagram, not pushing the like button of these pictures of these models and everything. If we stop liking these like buttons, you're gonna be like, what the fuck is going on?
I definitely understand, and you do say that we do. What that woman told you, that she texted that to you, tweeted that to you?
No, this is a tweet that I saw. It was somebody on YouTube channel that it was like a tweet.
You want to know something? They are dead on. There's a lot of things that we could stop with that. But here's the thing. We're men. We're visual creatures. You feel me?
Correct.
But at the end of the day, one thing about men, a lot of us, I'm not speaking about all, we evolve. So what we did at 21, we're not doing at 35. You feel me? What we want at 22, we don't want at 35. We've seen this countless times. You know what I mean? And nobody never asks. You know what I mean? A lot of times we base our lives sometimes on rappers and see how they gauge things. That's not everyday living. Look at the police officer. Look at the firefighter. Look at the dentist. Look at the doctor that works at your local hospital. What his wife looked like. He's a millionaire. You feel me? We looking at, you know what I mean? Some of us are not even able to get in certain doors. They have a certain standard of what they are. And even then, their wives are regular. You feel me? So when I say that, I say that America is a place of insecurities. America is a place that lacks confidence. We got confident in our guns, but not in our, you know what I mean? Not in our relationship, not in building relations. And let me tell you something. We crush people's confidence and make them have insecurities to sell a product. That's all they're doing is to sell a product. They're asking you to put these stuff in your hair, hoping and thinking that you're going to be able to obtain the type of man you got. A doctor or lawyer don't want nobody like that. Every time I seen a doctor or lawyer, the woman he married, she's in her natural state, her natural hair.
I agree.
You know what I'm trying to say? And if that's his preference, that's his preference. Why would you get mad at what he wants? You could just move along to the next person. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
So spot on.
You know what I mean? So we have to take it back from that point and get down to the root of the problem. What's going on in your life that drives you to do certain things, which you think in the assumption that that's something that we want? Here's another issue. Do these people even ask what men want, what they like?
I was going to say that, Ron. I was going to say that, King. I was going to say that.
Or you see what I'm trying to say? Sometimes, too, do men ask what women want, what they like? You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And if she likes something that totally is opposite of who you are, why are you even going after her? You know how many people are in this planet?
Mm-hmm.
It's 8 million people. There's people somewhere in the far, you feel me? There's people somewhere in a far off land who don't like people in Jordans. You know that, right?
Yep.
There's I've met women who do not want nobody who's in a Carolina blue Series 6 Jordan. She says she does not care about that. You can be in Hush Puppy.
Dang, he bought a Hush Puppy, yo.
Listen. Our beloved, our counterparts, a lot of them ain't wearing Jordans. Some of these guys are in Sacconis, New Balance. Am I wrong?
I ain't lying. Them New Balance be raw, though. Them New Balance be fly, though.
You know what I'm saying? And mind you, they're getting them 2 or 3 pair of New Balances, and they wear that for the whole year, 2, 3 years. Sometimes they wear the same New Balances for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
The average black man has maybe over, what, 20, maybe a 1,000 pair of shoes in his lifetime?
I'll tell you this, Hakeem. For me, it's hard for me to buy new clothes. I just don't be thinking about it. And not just because I'm married. I did that before that. It's like, you know, I mean, there's some stuff I might buy, you know, get a, you know, good suits if I do something, but, you know, I don't spend a lot of money on clothes like that. Other than black on clothes. Yes. But other than that, you know, I go to your Ross, you know, your Marshalls,
Burlington Coat Factory,
Burlington. Yeah. You know, I don't, like I said, I give me my deals in, you know, give me my deals. But other than that.
But I think it is. I think you're right. I think it is an age gap because as the older kid, the more natural you want your woman to be. I'm not gonna lie. Now, when I was in my 20s, I wanted to go with a fat ass and with the, you know, the big old juggle.
Me too.
But when I got older, I was like, you know,
I wanted the jiggles, buddy.
I wanted a natural look. And to me, to be honest, when a woman is more of her natural look, to me, it turns me super on. I don't know because I don't really see it as often. So that one makes it turns me super on. I tell the woman, like, I would literally approach a woman and tell her straight up, like, man, you look beautiful. She'd be like, really? I'll say, no, you look beautiful in your natural state. I will actually tell a woman that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think women got to hear that more from black men. They don't hear that enough from black men. So they think, okay, Instagram model, who you say is gorgeous, that's the one I need to be because that's the one that's getting all the compliments or that's the one that's getting all the quote-unquote attention.
You got it, Ronnie. You got it.
It makes sense, man, and it says that we have to come into the point where just being regular just makes sense. Just being yourself makes sense. That's all that matters, because as you get older, that stuff don't need. The same people, listen, I know this for a fact, the same people who were fresh back in high school, they're not fresh when they're...
Yep.
You know what I mean? So when you ask, and we want to say this with a good heart and a loving heart, when you ask us, hey, Do black men really want natural women without a shadow of a doubt? We want the Susie homemaker. We want the one that knits, that crafts, that stays home, that's not popping bottles, that cares about family, that cares about raising, that's family oriented. You feel me? Who goes to Walmart in a string stained dress? And she, you know, she only does that just for that one thing, to make sure that when you have something.
And the thing is, like, when we get older, our hormones slow down a little bit. You know, back when we was young, like, the, you know, especially in the teens, our hormones was raging. It's like, we see anything. We, like I said, oh, find this. Oh, we gonna mess with that. I'm gonna tap that. Da, 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 da. It's raging. It's like, oh, my God. Da, 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 da. Then once you get older, it's like it slows down. It's like, okay, you want more peace in your life once you get older and everything. And you know, you, like I said, man, it's just like I said, it's just to me, it's just an age gap. It's like once a man get older, they just like they want to slow down. It's like, you know, like fun times over. Let me get serious. Let me build my wealth or whatever you try to build.
And that's important. You know what I mean? That's really important. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as just like when you, what's important? And for some people, if that's important to you, then we're not on the same. if you're a guy who wants somebody in baboon butts or stuff like that, that's not something that we look for. Am I wrong, fellas?
No, you're right.
Because let's be honest with you. Us here, we're conservative. And you know what I mean? What we want is not what we want, and what we talk about is a reflection of who we are as a person. Your woman is a reflection of your thoughts. The way she look, the way she act, that's a reflection of who you are as a person. Who you choose to lay with and who you choose to go home with every day says, oh, yeah. You know how many times I've been to a company picnic and guys are huddled over him like, damn, why he brought her over here? Why he brought her over here? Man, she looked like a stripper. Listen, man, he looked like a stripper.
And I want to say that you like when you have when you marry a stripper, you there's some places you can't take her some places. No, you can't.
Boy, I ain't lying, man.
You can't.
I'm telling you, yeah, I ain't lying. You used to look all over your shoulder and be like, yeah, she was talking to this guy, that guy. It's too much, man.
Mm. Why you think a lot of them who pick those certain professions do tend to be alone or tend to try to fall off in that? And mind you, when you do fall off, you don't get the best quality man. I could give you one person as an example. I remember back in the days, Buffy the Body.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Listen, if you see what she looked now, she doesn't look nowhere near that way. And the guy that she's with is an old bearded man. This somebody who was getting thrown out by rappers and all that, and she doesn't have the same type of look that she had before.
Mm-hmm.
She learned, she settled that, and went got her a regular person. Mind you, he's an engineer.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's kind of big for the regular standards. A lot of these people can't get engineers, so that's why I say people need to understand. Stop looking at what society standard is setting, and stop thinking. And before you make an assumption, that's why I say this was a good question. Ask a man first. What do you want? Hey, how do you want me to look? Hey, what do you like? You like this dress here? You like my nails painted? That's why I say they don't do it for us half the time. We never ask them to do. Whenever you ever was concerned about somebody's nail polish or the type of wig she's gonna wear this week, or if she has a sew-in, or if it's glued in, or if it's a washing set. Oh, I just went and got me a washing set with roller pins. Babe, do you like this? No, you tell other women that. I don't know nothing about that because I don't care. Same thing, because I don't care what type of dress you wearing or you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. If you look nice, something you might wear something up. But hey, that all that doesn't really matter, man. Yeah,
good point.
That's really it, you know?
That was a free game. That was a good game right there. That was a good game. Real talk. Because
They got because people really got to understand and don't get these things misconstrued. The biggest issue we have, bro, a lot of people are speaking for us instead of asking.
And a lot of women be doing that too. They just say men like this, dislike that. But wait a minute, you're not asking us.
Yeah, basically, they assume that they assume that, but they never ask a critical question.
Mm-hmm.
They just
go. And now you're there, but how can you say to yourself, we don't really create a standard? If we tell the woman we're dating, like, hey, this is how I want my woman to be. I want my woman that will be in her natural state. I want my woman not to wear all these fakeness on her, but be natural, be truly who you are. That will turn me on. I think it'll be a different change in the climate.
That's facts.
You get a good game right there. That was some real talk. Real good game right there.
That's facts. And that should be a lesson for every woman. Ask your man first before you go make a decision. Hey, baby, how you want? If that's something he wants, then that's particularly him. And not to negate with what you say, Ronnie, is there a group of men out there who wants those type of women, but not everybody. And women need to stop grouping us together. And that's really much I have to say on that.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to my final thoughts, when it comes to our man really focus on women, not just say, I'm still standing behind just by what I see and what I hear and what's going around my inner circle. A lot of men are not going for the natural look of women. Now, there are, like us on the panel, there's only a small group of men who do want the natural woman. But our mind has to be changed and reprogrammed to go back into the days of old, which was focus on the natural woman and bring her to the forefront once again. Because remember back in the day, remember we had the Jet magazine, we had the Essence, we're all natural, beautiful women, black women. on the magazine. The Tyra Banks, Naomi Campbell, all these women had natural look, natural beauty, but those have been shunned and cast out by the OnlyFans and Instagram model.
That's
and
that
that needs to change.
My final thoughts are, I don't speak to the men. When you liking these photos on Instagram, Facebook, OnlyFans, are you liking it to have sex with? Or are you liking it to have, you think you have a relationship with? Because a lot of these men think, and they like these people, they think they can wipe them up and, you know, all that type of stuff. But it's that's the case, because you just like, you're fantasizing. And my thing is, I think for men, we fantasize so much and not working on building ourselves and everything. Mm-hmm. And I think men needs to focus on that, not worry about the woman, and focus on yourself to build that, to build yourself. Because once you build yourself, you'll have an option. So you can pick and choose which girl you want, which girl you like, all that type of stuff. It will be your choosing, not what you're choosing on Instagram. Do what you're choosing. Go ahead, Akeem.
I got one quote that I got to tell you. There's a quote from a person named Heather Lindsley. Mm-hmm. Her mindset will raise your children, not her body and good looks. Choose wisely.
Mm. Facts. Facts.
You already know. That being said, KR Culture Radio,
we out.
Man, I just appreciate y'all just listening. Stay tuned for the next episode.